American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. Adjectives modify nouns. In other words, they change a quality or states of being of a noun. Adjectives also describe the quantity of nouns. Words like hundreds, many, a few, ten, these are all used to describe how many or how much. Remember that adjectives describe nouns, pronouns, and feelings. Adjectives do not describe adverbs, verbs, or other adverbs. Here are some noun modifier examples. Is she wearing a new dress? Yes, she is, or no, she's not. Now, wearing, is she wearing? This is a question in present continuous. A is the indefinite article, and new is the adjective. New and dress. Dress is your noun. So, in this case, is she wearing a new dress? What if we said, is she wearing an old dress, a red dress, a brown dress, a green dress? In this case, new is an adjective, and it is modifying the noun to be something a little different. Maybe new could be old, green, yellow, brown, etc. Is he riding his red bike? Yes, he is, or no, he's not. So in this case, once again, red is the color. Yes, it's an adjective. It's modifying the noun, bike. So is he riding his red bike? It could be a blue bike, a yellow bike, any color bike with a color before. Now your color is an adjective, and it is simply modifying the noun bike. Is it an old car? Yes, it is, or no, it's not. Here in this example, car is a noun, and old would be your adjective. Imagine if you said, is it a new car? Is it a big car? Is it a little car? Each one of those adjectives become noun modifiers because they change the meaning of your statement and the understanding of your car. Are you having a good time at the party? Yes, I am, or no, I'm not. Here in this case, good time is your modifier. It is your adjective. Party is the noun. So, are you having a fun time? Are you having a happy time? Are you having a boring time? Each one of those become noun modifiers. They're all adjectives, and they're modifying the word party. Are they going to have a long vacation? Yes, they are. No, they're not. Long, the word long is an adjective, and it is modifying the word vacation. Vacation is a noun. So in this case, imagine if we said, are they going to have a short vacation, maybe a brief vacation? So those words modify the noun, the word vacation. Are we eating spicy pizza for dinner? Yes, we are, or no, we're not. Spicy is your adjective, and pizza is the noun. Dinner is a noun also, by the way. So, spicy pizza. We could use any kind of describing word here, but clearly the word spicy modifies the word pizza. In this case, it is a noun modifier because it describes the pizza. Am I traveling to a warm country? Yes, I am. Or no, I'm not. So in this case, country is a noun. Warm is your adjective. Here are some noun quantity modifiers. How many people are at this party? There are 100 people here. Of course, 100 is your noun modifier. It's modifying people. There could be any quantity. In this case, we're using 100, so there are 100 people here. How much sugar do we have? We have 1 pound of sugar. In this case, we're using a partitive, 1 pound of. 1 pound of sugar, 1 pound of rice, 1 pound of salt. These are quantity modifiers, and they are modifying the noun. In this case, 1 pound of sugar. How many bottles of water did you buy? I bought 5 bottles of water. In this example, 5 bottles is your noun modifier. It could be 1 bottle, 2 bottles, 3 bottles. This is also called a partitive. Water is your noun. It's an uncountable noun. So, I bought 5 bottles of water. 5 bottles is your noun modifier. How much coffee would you like? Just 1 cup, please. So, in this case, 1 cup is your noun modifier. Only 1 cup. Coffee is also uncountable. And in this example, 1 cup of coffee, that would also be a partitive. How many cars do you own? I have just 2 cars. Just 2, yes. 2 cars. 2 is your modifier. Car is your noun. How much money do you have? I have $20. Dollar is a noun. 20 is your noun modifier. It's a quantity, right? A number. I have $20. How many rooms does your flat have? My flat has 3 rooms. In this case, 3 is your adjective. It is a noun modifier. Room is your noun. How much juice do you drink in the morning? I usually have 2 glasses. And 2 is your quantity, yes, and glasses, that would be more than 1. Glasses, something to drink from. Don't forget, life is an adventure. Live it to the fullest every day. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.